Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about doubling up your equipment, and this will come in handy in many situations. And you'll kind of get the gist of where I'm going as you listen to this podcast. I guess the intro, I really can't explain it too well without going on for like a minute. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And I think I learned this lesson the hard way, and that is not carrying double equipment. What I mean by this is that when you get to a point where you can afford it, you kind of want to have two of everything. Now, this may get a little outrageous in price if you get two Riptides, but a lot of guys do have two vacuum systems. I myself have two different vacuum systems that I carry, but definitely you want to duplicate your equipment. And there's many reasons for this. I'll give you a good example of this, something that I have done myself. And I'm not sure if you've done this yet, but you may do this, but I attached my manual vacuum head, my Pentair ProVac, to my pole, and for some reason, I don't know what happened, I knocked the vacuum in the pool with my pole, and of course, it sunk to the bottom. Now, I carry a spare pole, thank goodness, because at this particular service account, the customer did not have a pool pole, and that's something that I always like to do, is to make sure my customer has a pole at their account, but this customer didn't, so I had to go back out to my truck to get my spare pole, put my leaf rake on there, and then I struggled for, you know, a couple minutes trying to get it, the vacuum head into the leaf rake to pull the pole out of the pool. Now, if I didn't have my spare pole, how would I get the vacuum and my regular pole out of the pool? I don't know. So I always carry a spare pole with me for those reasons, not just because I'm clumsy and I'll drop my pole in the pool, but I've broken poles before. I've had a pole fall off my truck, unfortunately. Of course, it was my primate pole, which I was really upset about for weeks and months. But I digress. So I've lost poles before. I've left poles at customers' houses. Don't ask me how that happens. On a hot day, you leave stuff behind. You know, 100-degree weather, you're kind of trying to get through the day quickly. And for some reason, I didn't bring my pole net out of the customer's backyard. I'm scratching my head on that one, but I have done that. And so duplicating your equipment is really important for that reason and for another number of other reasons, not to mention the fact that things break out there while you're working. So you want to carry at least two leaf rakes, and I carry different leaf rakes. I carry a fine mesh one. I carry a standard one. I used to carry a spa one, but I don't use that as much because I use the WaterTech Pool Blaster cleaners in there now, so I don't carry the spa net as much. And then I always have a larger leaf rake on my truck for the pools with heavy debris. The Gator by Purity Pools is a good one to have on your truck. So you want to have, you know, a bigger leaf rake. The Red Baron's also a good size leaf rake. And then, of course, you're able to switch leaf rakes when you need to. Sometimes you'll tear one. I've torn a brand new leaf rake on a rose bush walking into someone's backyard. I've had a puppy chew my leaf rake while I'm back there checking the chemicals. That was a little bit upsetting. But that happens, and so you have to have a spare leaf rake. I used to have a leaf rake where I would be able to change the bag and the rim really quickly. That company went out of business several years ago, but that was a convenient way to kind of keep the spare parts and change the leaf rake net while I'm out there working. But I just carry multiple leaf rakes now. Of course, you want to carry more than one brush because you may drop your brush, which I've done before. Sounds like I'm losing a lot of equipment here in this episode, but I do lose a lot of equipment over the years. It just happens. So carry a spare brush. I always carry a stainless steel 6-inch algae brush because you never know when you're going to run into a situation where you're going to need it. And sometimes you get to a pool, maybe it's been off all week because the customer left the jacuzzi on and had the pool off, and then you have algae form. And in the summertime, you get the really resistant algae sometimes. And so the 6-inch brush comes in handy. And then, of course, you want to carry two poles. I mentioned that earlier. So in my truck, how I carry my poles is I have a 1.5-inch PVC pipe, you know, about 4 feet long or 5 feet long in some cases, depending on your truck bed. And then I'll put both of those on one side of the truck, and then I'll tie them with a bungee cord onto the truck bed, and then I'll slide the poles into the PVC pipe, and that's kind of how I carry the poles. And you can carry two poles, three poles this way, multiple poles. You can carry four if you want. But two is enough. That way, if one breaks or locks up or gets damaged or you forget it or falls in the pool, you can get out with your spare pole. So that comes in handy. When I was doing a lot of manual vacuuming of pools, I would carry two vacuum heads. I would carry the normal ProVac, and then I would carry the larger one for the commercial use. But I don't do a lot of manual vacuuming since I have the vacuum systems now. But I used to carry two vacuum heads because one time my ProVac wheels fell off. I guess I had a defective unit, but anyway, one of the wheels fell off, and then I couldn't use the vacuum. So I had a spare one in there. And one thing I don't carry with me, which I probably should have because I've also left my hose at someone's pool. I know this is really bad. It's a spare vacuum hose, but you know, I don't carry one, and so rarely will I leave one behind. But it actually fell off my cart. I wasn't paying attention when I strapped it on my service cart, and unfortunately I wasn't able to find that hose. I don't know what happened to it. So yeah, I don't carry one of those, but I had to go purchase a new one right away. I just don't have room to carry two 50-foot hoses on my truck on a regular basis. I don't carry one with me. As far as vacuum systems go, I recommend having a spare vacuum system. You don't have to. I mean, it's one of those things that doesn't break very often. But I kind of like having two different vacuum systems, one portable and one on the cart, for various reasons. And so the one on the cart is very useful to take back there for, you know, pools with heavy debris. So the Riptide comes in super handy in that case. And then I have my bottom feeder, which I use. I can carry it back without having to worry about taking the cart back there. And that's for moderate to lower debris in the pool. And it works really well in that case. And so I kind of maximize my time by having two different vacuum systems. One thing, if you have a Riptide, I highly recommend having a spare battery on your truck. If you want to invest in the battery box that they sell, you can definitely buy that on their site. I think it's like $200, and keep a spare 35H battery in there. And that way, if your main battery dies, if you forget to charge it, and you're out there and you notice that it dies on you, which I've never forgotten to charge my battery before, right? I've done that too. So the spare battery comes in super handy because then you just take it in the battery box, put it inside the Riptide cart, and plug it in there. I do that with my PowerVac too. I have a spare battery for that. And so basically, one of the things that is handy is a spare, you know, age battery for your vacuum system in case you forget to charge it or runs out of battery, or you're having a long day and you need extra battery power. You definitely have that available. And so if you don't have the resources to have two different vacuum systems, it's understandable. And definitely you want to have at least a spare battery for your main vacuum system. But I like having two different options myself. It just makes it much easier on my route to have that choice. But you can, of course, build up to that point. And I highly recommend having two vacuum systems. Some people have two Riptides. That's fine. You can have that works good. You can, carry two Riptide carts on your truck. I'm not sure why they have two Riptides, but I know people that have two Riptides. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense unless one's portable, I guess. I do know people that have the PowerVac, the portable PowerVac, and a Riptide. That makes more sense to me because then you have the portable power, you have the PowerVac with the battery, and then you have the Riptide cart. One thing you also want to carry, and I think this is kind of important, is spare reagents. If you use a Taylor kit, you may run out of a certain reagent and you need to refill it, and you definitely have to have the reagents on there. I don't really like refilling my reagents, so I just buy the reagents themselves and I just replace them. It's just easier for me. I don't really have a lot of time to be filling them up. So I'll just buy a bunch of reagents and carry them on my truck. Of course, you don't want too many because they're going to expire, but you definitely want to have spare reagents there. And if you use a photometer, you want to make sure you have plenty of reagents for that, or the disc for the spin touch. You definitely want to have plenty of that on your truck. And then the least you can do is carry some test strips on your truck. just in case you run out of reagents or your photometer runs out of reagents or you don't have the disc anymore for the spin touch, things like that. The test strip comes in handy because then you can still do chemical readings without worrying about, you know, the kit. So something to think about having is maybe two test kits you carry. I like the ColorQ Pro 7, and I also like carrying a Taylor K2005 test kit. And I think the key here is to duplicate all the major equipment that you're going to use out there so that you don't run into a problem where you're kind of left high and dry without the proper equipment. I also duplicate my parts all the way down to my filter cleaning tool, so I have two hose nozzles. I've left my hose nozzle at a customer's house before. That happens very easily. And I also have two of each multi-torque socket tool, just because it's very convenient for me to have them. Sometimes I'll keep one in my apron, I'll keep one in my toolbox, and I just kind of like having the extra tools around. I carry plenty of other spare tools and parts. I'm really big on spare parts, and so I kind of look at my pool route and see the different pumps I have, filters I have, any other kind of equipment that I have in my route, and then I'll get these spare parts for it. Then I'll use that spare part, and then I'll buy a new one and charge the customer for that. But definitely you want to have spare parts, because if you are just simply, you know, basically taking a filter apart and you need an O-ring, you know, for a Pentair 4000 series filter and you don't have it, then you're going to have to go to the store, come back, put the lid back on. It's a real mess without the spare parts. So I make sure that I have at least one or two spare parts for everything that I have. You know, the spring barrel nuts, you may think that carrying a spare spring barrel nut for the, you know, Pentair FNS Plus is overkill. I've actually had one snap off on me after I took it off. It was one of the rare occasions, but I have an extra one, so I put it on. I've taken the lid off of a Pentair Clean & Clear Plus, put it somewhere where I thought it was safe. It fell over, and then the air assembly on top cracked. Of course, I carry extra air assemblies on my truck. Those are pretty fragile, so I put a new one on. And so these are some things to note that you should have on your truck, so that if you ever run into a problem where you need a spare part, you have it handy and you can put it on, you know, a filter or a pump, whatever you need, you have that on your truck. I even carry Whisper Flow pump lids. I have a spare lid, I have the spare clear part, tons of O-rings because Whisper Flows are really popular on my route. And then the Super 2 pump, the Super 2 pumps from Hayward are also very popular. I carry many of the spare parts for that. And so basically, I think the moral of the story, but the main point of this podcast is you just want to double everything up so that you're not left high and dry. The last thing you want to do is break your leaf rake and then not have a spare one. I've actually never broken two leaf rakes on one day, so I don't think that's going to happen, but you can definitely break a leaf rake, and you can also lose a brush or have your pole fall in the pool or break your pole, which I've had happen. And having a spare one is just, you know, one of those things that's like, ah, I got this extra pole, I'm golden. So you definitely want to have those spare parts, and you want to make sure that whatever you can think of that you need to duplicate and whatever you need to carry on your truck, that you put it on your truck. Now, I know it's kind of tough sometimes because your truck is packed in there really well with parts, and sometimes I'm spending more time looking for a part. So you got to try to stay organized, of course, if you have so many spare parts. And so I'll keep all my O-rings in one bucket. I like using the empty buckets from the tablets. Those are really handy to carry a lot of parts in. Of course, I also have plastic clear containers I can see in. I have a video that I show you all my spare parts on YouTube. You can check that one out. But wherever you can put parts, definitely want to keep them so that you can find them easily. So I have all my cleaner parts separated from my other parts. I try to keep it as organized as possible, but I'd rather have the part on my truck then to drive to my supplier and wait in line to get just one little part, have to go back. And so it's important to stock up on those. You'll build parts up as you're doing your pool route, and as you're expanding your business, you're definitely going to build those parts up, the inventory. But I think as far as equipment goes, cleaning equipment, you definitely want to have extra of those so that you're not going to go to your supplier because you need a leaf rake. That would be kind of ridiculous. So make sure you have those extra parts on your truck. And if you're looking for other podcast episodes that I've recorded, just go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and I have over 600 episodes you can listen to. You can just scroll down and listen to any that you choose to from that link. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance. Again, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.